We are just a few weeks away now from Comic-Con 2024 down there at the Portsmouth Guild Hall. It's happening over the weekend of the 11th and 12th of May. It is an absolutely amazing event. It's certainly one of the most popular events to take place here in the Great Waterfront City. My guest this morning is going to give me a little bit of information because I'm not exactly too sure what the Gosport Steampunk Society is, but I'm going to find out more when I say good morning to Stuart. Stuart, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How's the world of Gosport this morning? How's it looking?
Bright and sunny and marvellous in beautiful Gosport.
Perfect, perfect. Now, the Gosport Steampunk Society. I just love the title. I love the name. Tell us a little bit about what it stands for.
Okay. Effectively, what a steampunk is someone who has a sort of a Victorian aesthetic, likes to dress in Victorian clothing, but with a big dollop of a sort of science fiction twist to it. So, if you imagine a group of men and women dressed in top hats and fancy frocks, all very Victorian, but they'll be wearing goggles. Some of them might have some very advanced weaponry tucked in their holsters, and it sort of tries to reflect the whole Victorian science fiction feel of H.G. Wells and Jules Verne. If you could picture that.
Oh my goodness. That sounds absolutely amazing. I mean, where did the idea come from? How did you want to get involved in something like this?
It's been around for decades, believe it or not, but it's gradually grown and grown and grown. It sort of stems from cosplay, which is obviously why we're so involved with Portsmouth Comic Con.
Yep.
But it's that childish love of dressing up, coupled with a great interest in our British heritage of science fiction. So War of the Worlds, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, all those things lend themselves to the steampunk aesthetic. So we meet up, we dress up, we do charity things, we go to lots and lots and lots of events, and people just always seem very pleased to see us. And that's why we really, really love Portsmouth Comic Con, because it's such a family-friendly event. Anyone seems to go around with a smile on their face after they've been with us.
So just to elaborate on this, as you were describing, obviously I already knew because I was with you guys last year on our stage at Comic-Con, but just as you were explaining to Ian what it was that you did, the biggest grin on his face. So that just shows you that's the face that everybody makes at Comic-Con when they see Gosport Steampunk, man. It's awesome.
I mean, when you describe it like that, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't sure what it was. I had some ideas, but when you actually put it in that way, I mean, you can only but smile.
You can, and I get that it's a visual reference, so we're on the radio, but it really has to be seen to be believed. It's so, so brilliant. Tell us about some of your adventures when you meet up.
Okay, well, we regularly play strange Victorian parlour games. We try and resurrect those, which is always fun. Obviously, it's a very, very social scene, a very family-friendly social scene. We do things like duelling using Nerf guns. Other guns are available.
As you do. I mean, as you do on that one.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? And we do tea-duelling as well. Tea-duelling's probably our big steampunk sport, I think.
I mean, there's no answer to that one, Stuart, to be perfectly honest.
I've never seen you lost for words.
I know. I mean, Stuart, if anybody was listening right now and this is something maybe that they would like to get involved in, I mean, can they come along and join the society?
Of course they can. We've got 1,800 members, I think, worldwide. Not all of them in Gosport, obviously.
I was going to say, that's the whole of Gosport, isn't it? I mean,
scattered all over the globe. But look, we've got a Facebook page, Gosport Steampunk Society. Jump on there, see what we're up to. We've got so many events coming up this summer. It's a really busy time for us. But we're very, very welcoming. It's like a big family. And we all stay in contact outside of the steampunk thing, because it's we're just nice people, to be honest.
Well, I've got to be honest with you, even I'm thinking of joining. Listen, looking ahead, obviously, to Comic Con, it's only a couple of weeks now. It's the 11th and 12th of May at the Portsmouth Guildhall. How important is it for you to be seen at events like this? Because this is a major event now, obviously, in the city. How important is it for you and your Gosport Steampunk Society to be seen at this event?
It's a brilliant event. It's regularly voted one of the top 10 in the country, I believe. And I totally understand why. It's a very nice atmosphere. So there's a really good vibe to it. Family friendly, as I said previously. So we like to be at it because we like to show people what we're about. As you said earlier, the word steampunk, if you don't know what steampunk is, it could conjure up all sorts of unusual visions, as it were. But until you've actually seen us and met us and see what we do, you won't get a good grasp of what we're about, I don't think. So coming along to that event, seeing us in our environment, which is showing off all our creations and our costumes and showing people what we do on a regular basis, that's really important to us. And Portsmouth Comic Con is one of our biggest events, and it's really, really good fun. We love doing it.
I just want to say, I've just seen some photographs from your Facebook page, and I've got to say, they look absolutely amazing. Gentleman in a top hat, wearing obviously some goggles on the top hat as well. I mean, go and have a look at these photographs. They're on social media. I mean, it is the perfect way then to get the vision of what you are all about, Stuart.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, please plunder our page, have a good look round. I mean, you'll see also that there's a sort of a few offshoots. There's a weird Wild West offshoot there. There's a bit of a pirating theme as well going on. It's a bit of a free-for-all in terms of costuming, but we all just have such great, great fun. And those pictures, I think, are probably just really good evidence for that.
Hoping you'll join us again on Express FM Speaker Corner stage as well, sir.
No problem at all.
Yeah, looking forward to that. It was a lot of fun last year, and hoping you'll join us. Yeah.
I'll tell you what we do. Can we get Stuart to confirm that you will definitely do that particular stage with you again this year, John? Stuart, will you promise to do that?
Absolutely. Guaranteed.
And then what I'll do, I can get John to guarantee he is going to dress up.
Oh, whoa.
No. Stuart, I think it's only fair. Stuart, it's only fair, isn't it?
It's only fair. Look, we could dress him. Don't worry about that.
Oh, right. What about it?
Right, that's done then. Oh, Stuart, I've got that on air. See, this Stuart, I've never met him before, but what a nice guy. What a nice guy.
He's amazing.
Stuart, listen, thank you for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it. If anybody would like to find out more about the Gosport Steampunk Society, what is the best way to find out about how they can join and get involved?
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I would say that the best way is probably jump on Facebook, Gosport Steampunk Society, and there we are in all our glory.
Fantastic, Stuart. Thank you for joining me this morning. John, I think you've got one more thing you want to say.
Yeah, I shall just be sending them my sizes then, obviously, Ian.
Yes. yeah. Can we have photos, please, Stuart? Is that all right?
Absolutely, yes.
Stuart, thank you for joining me this morning. Enjoy the rest of your day.